was outspoken. They recognized Jesus as Lord of everything, including the arts and sciences, education, and athletics. These brief cameos of strong women will inspire young girls to live out their own Christian faith in bold and innovative ways. As the courageous reformer Pandita Ramabai once declared, "A life committed to Christ has nothing to fear, nothing to lose, and nothing to regret." Cornelia Corey Ten Boom, Dutch underground volunteer, 1892 to 1983. Corey Ten Boom was the youngest of four children in a Dutch family known for their Christian zeal. They invited soldiers, servant girls, and children with mental disabilities to their home for meals, prayer, and Bible study. Corey helped her mother in the kitchen and her father in his watch shop. After specialized training in Switzerland, Corey became the first woman in the Netherlands to become a licensed watchmaker. During World War II, Corey became the organizer of a secret ring of 80 Dutch volunteers who helped Jews escape the Holocaust. She and her sister Betsy designed a special hiding place inside their home. They also developed a secret code to deliver messages safely. One day, betrayed by an informant, Corey and her family were arrested by the German secret police. They were handcuffed, beaten, and sent to a deplorable concentration camp in Germany, where they lived with meager food, overflowing toilets, and biting fleas. Corey smuggled a Bible inside her dress. It was never discovered, even though she was searched many times. After nearly a year, Betsy died. Corey was heartbroken, but she was eventually freed to return to Holland. She wrote about her experiences in a popular book titled The Hiding Place. Corey traveled to more than 60 countries, sharing the good news about Jesus and forgiveness. She said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Corey died peacefully on her 91st birthday, surrounded by friends and birthday bouquets from well-wishers around the world. Pandita Ramabai, social reformer, 1858 to 1922. Pandita Ramabai's father, a Sanskrit scholar, trained his daughter rigorously in the art of memorization. By the time she was 20, Pandita spoke 5 languages and could recite 18,000 verses of the Hindu holy book. After her parents starved during a famine, Pandita traveled to Calcutta. There, she became an overnight sensation as a female scholar, which was unheard of at the time. Moved by compassion for the plight of millions of childhood widows, some as young as 8 years old, Pandita dedicated her life to social reform. In 1889, she became the first woman to address the National Social Congress in Bombay, pleading boldly on behalf of the girls starving on the streets or exploited as temple slaves. Although Hindu scholars rejected her when she converted to Christianity, Pandita testified, "I realized after reading the 4th chapter of St. John's Gospel that Christ was truly the divine Savior he claimed to be, and no one but he could transform and uplift the downtrodden women of India." Pandita was a born leader, trusted by the poor and respected by the rich, a lively speaker who moved her audience to tears and laughter. Pandita lectured in India, Great Britain, and the United States. Her fundraising efforts allowed her to open the Mukti Mission School in India. Traveling in disguise, she rescued destitute girls and widows